at the moment that that effort is going to fail based on reports. But Jerry Jones finds himself in the middle of everything as the second largest franchisee of Papa John's Pizza during these new NFL-related pizza wars, involved with the commissioner. It's his player, Ezekiel Elliott. So he's the center of a lot right now, and we are going to get to the bottom of his situation and more with Ken Belson, NFL writer for the New York Times, after an update on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Somebody came in, his name's Harry, and he says that, you connect the dots.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. Forcing fumbles and making interceptions is the name of the game for Bears defender Pernell McPhee.
Got to continue just to put ourselves in a position to win, but it's just something we practice and preach every day, and we build in the museum, and the museum is the takeaways, and every time we get a takeaway, we just put pictures up in the museum.
All right, Bears have 6 forced fumbles and 2 interceptions for the museum.
Somewhere, it's imaginary museum.
I didn't know if there were really pictures going on.
Nah. But it's just somewhere Coach Vic preach and our position coach preach, and we work on it every day, and it just is starting to happen.
That'd be defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, who is making it clear that just because they don't have to deal with Aaron Rodgers this week against Green Bay, there is still major danger with the Packers. Baseball and what Cubs fresh pitching coach Jim Hickey obsesses over with his pupils.
The ability to make the pitch. And that sounds kind of obvious, but that's really what it all boils down to. You know, and you can have well above average stuff. You've seen relief pitchers that they come in and they throw literally 100 miles an hour and they're not very effective, you know, simply because of their inability to make a pitch.
Hickey was on The Score with Spiegel and Parkins today, grew up in Chicago right near Midway, and said he was courted by other teams and felt the Cubs were his best bet. First base coach of the Cubs, Brandon Hyde, is the new Cubs bench coach. Blackhawks are on in Philadelphia tonight. The Bulls host Indiana tomorrow, and it would certainly appear that the 2020 NBA All-Star Game will be in Chicago. Big announcement coming tomorrow on that. The scoreboard update being brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
What allegedly started as Jerry Jones wanting to hold up on Roger Goodell's contract extension because of concerns about his compensation has proven to be that Jerry Jones has decided he's had enough of Roger Goodell and would like to have him replaced. And it even goes so far as to 2 really good sources have told us that they've heard from people close to Jones that he's indicated he thinks Bill Polian would be a great choice for the job.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Jerry Jones acting up again, seemingly always the center of everything when it comes to some of these complicated NFL stories. And here to talk about it on the Bernstein and Goff Show is Ken Belson. You can follow him on Twitter at EL_Belson. He is the NFL writer for the New York Times, who joins us now in the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on.
So is this action by Jerry Jones, and I don't know if we've had any official filing of this threatened lawsuit yet, is this just a reactive fit of pique? Does it signify anything larger? Is it the first step in a plan that he's trying to execute?
Well, anytime one owner threatens to sue 6 other owners and the league, it's more than just posturing. He may be bluffing. It wouldn't be strange, but he has hired a high profile lawyer. So, I think you'd have to take him seriously if he's doing that. These are owners like Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft and others are not used to being bullied in that way. Certainly they all have their disagreements, but when it comes to threatening lawsuits, it takes it to a new level. But the question is whether Jerry has actually eroded some of his leverage by threatening the lawsuit, because owners that might have stood with him on issues like moving teams to L.A., moving the Raiders to Las Vegas, and even potentially to clip Roger Goodell's wings, have sort of recoiled at the idea that he's going to resort to legal threats. I think that's where the threshold has been passed.
To what extent does Jones believe that it's genuinely Roger Goodell's fault? And to what extent is he just trying to accrue or exercise power in his own right? Does he genuinely, deeply believe that the league is being led astray by Roger Goodell?
There are two elements to what you're asking. One is there are owners, and Jerry's probably part of them, who think the league has strayed a little far away from its mission. The issues of bullying, for instance, domestic violence, although the league has had to address them internally, there are owners who feel like the league has gotten too far involved with those issues and devoting resources and time to them that are outside the mission of just producing football games. And Jerry's not alone there. Whether that's a fireable offense is a whole entirely different thing, and I think very few owners think that far ahead, that he's getting the league involved in these social issues. And of course the anthem most recently is a firing offense. I think that's more tweaking the mission of the league or scaling it back and focusing on games rather than the off-field issues. Whether Jerry's trying to posture and become a more powerful owner, he already is. Mm-hmm. And frankly, he's been on a roll. He orchestrated the move from St. Louis, the Rams from St. Louis to Los Angeles, much to many people's surprise.
It hasn't gone very well.
Mixed bag, yeah, and I guess when the new stadium opens, we'll know more. I mean, it's talking dollars and cents anyway.
Right.
Sell out the PSLs and sell out L.A. in a brand-new 70,000-seat stadium, it'll be a success.
Not to mention the other move, an abject failure.
Oh, the Chargers, yes. I think most people would say that they'd like that one back. And then, of course, Las Vegas, which was controversial also, but Jerry is very much in the camp of pushing that deal. And then this past summer, Jerry was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I think he's felt like this is his moment to be the kingmaker. And he's already had a lot of influence, but maybe felt like now it's his chance to put his stamp on the league by perhaps putting in a new commissioner. All of this, by the way, seems to have bubbled up really post Ezekiel Elliott's suspension, and I think that's the suspicion, that this is really about revenge more than anything.
That was my next question, the extent to which Ezekiel Elliott's story has catalyzed this, that if it's someone else's player, does he feel as strongly as personally about it, if that's the case?
Everybody I spoke to outside of Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones is very public anyway, and he has said on many occasions, including quite recently, that the suspension was not warranted and that it was, quote, an overcorrection. So there's no ambiguity about how he feels about the suspension of Elliott, and of course it's tied up in federal court now, and every single week seems to be a question mark whether it will play or not. And from Jerry's perspective, I could see, you know, you go 13-3 last year, you make it to the playoffs, and you've got a hot quarterback and a hot running back, and, you know, you don't get that combination very often, and I think he must feel that his, you know, window of opportunity to really get another Super Bowl trophy is not that wide, right, especially with all the injuries in the league. So if nothing else, having Ezekiel Elliott on the field is critical to that issue, but there's been a sort of blind man's bluff going on here with, you know, between Jerry trying to talk down the idea of a suspension and then Roger following through with the 6-game suspension. He's got his own motivations, and so there's this showdown going on, perhaps not unlike Deflategate. Yes. Except in Deflategate, after some posturing early on, Robert Kraft paid the $1 million fine, gave up the 2 draft picks, And although it went through the courts, ultimately Brady served his four games. This is a lot different. This is a lot more aggressive, I guess, is the reaction.
I also find it fascinating that he's tied in with John Schnatter of Papa John's in the in all of the ongoing NFL pizza wars, that he's not just a neutral NFL ownership observer of that story either. And I want to say the report was he owns 100 or so franchises, which makes him the second most equity of any individual franchise owner. So it's almost like the stories keep finding him, that he can't avoid any aspect of this, the NFL crisis.
Well, one owner told me not long ago that that Jerry doesn't do anything unless there's a benefit to it. I'm not saying he doesn't have a philosophy or scruples or even morals. I don't want to get too deep into this, but deals that Jerry pushes often benefit Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and the new contract for the stadium was announced in Inglewood, California, and Jerry Jones's company Legends got the beverage deal. There's rumors that that will be the same in Las Vegas. It's not to say that he doesn't believe the Rams will be a success in Los Angeles, but he's taking a piece of the action. And so it's perhaps not surprising. You know, he owns, it turns out, 120 franchises in Texas, mostly Texas, that he'd be very interested in what Papa John's has to say. Whether he put up the CEO to that, I don't know. There's a lot of people connecting dots, but I haven't heard specific evidence that says Jerry called him and said, go on your conference call and blame the anthem for it. But Mr. Shatner is also known to be a pretty strident patriot, if you want to call it that.
And, or nationalist, yes.
Nationalist, and so maybe it wouldn't be far to imagine that he could come up with that on his own as well. And he may have data that shows he's right. I mean, it may be that the first couple weekends after Donald Trump criticized the league, sales did go down. But there could be 100 reasons for that, too.
When he does this, when he decides that he's going to spend millions on David Boies's hourly fees or any other number of these expensive, quixotic forays, is he spending Cowboys money, or is this coming from another place, a different pocket somewhere? It may not even matter. I'm just wondering, where is this expenditure? I mean, I know there's an endless supply of money. I'm just wondering how much is actual NFL Cowboys money that's being used on this.
I don't have a precise answer, and it may not really matter, since Jerry and his family are the principal owners of the Cowboys. They can pretty much do what they want to do. And frankly, it may behoove him to have it done through some other entity, like one of his private companies. But if it does get ugly and he does sue the league, and we turn into a sort of Al Davis 2.0, you can bet the owners are going to push back and say, you know what, if we go to court and you lose, you're covering all of our legal expenses too. And that can, now you're talking about $1,000 an hour lawyers on the NFL side as well. Whether they ever collect on it, I don't know. It's not the route anybody wants to go. But the cat's out of the bag now. I mean, he's already sort of threatened these owners, and they immediately removed him from the committee, because how can you have a guy on a committee who's threatened to sue the chairman of the committee? So now he's truly on the outside, and the ball's in his court, really, because nobody's been served papers, so far as I've been told, neither the league nor the owners. So if he is going to follow through, they've called his bluff. They're going to see what he does. It's anybody's guess, frankly, if he wants to go any further.
So, Ken, what unintended consequences might he be inviting here? You mentioned that the owners reacted by removing him from the compensation committee. Is there any other recourse if he decides to fight? He's not taking on a bunch of idiots here without resources. What could this become if the other owners say, look, we don't need this kind of aggravation?
Yeah, I mean, the most dramatic result would be the owners or the commissioner trying to take away his franchise, similar to what happened with Donald Sterling and the LA Clippers. That'd be quite extraordinary. Among other things, if you recall, the league, the NBA, had to figure out how to buy the franchise from Donald Sterling. And, of course, Steve Ballmer came in with a very high price. But Sterling didn't go quietly. But there were questions of his sanity, even. If you remember, his wife and his ex-wife were all involved in this. Mm-hmm. It got very complicated. With Jerry Jones, you're talking about a $3-4 billion franchise. Now, there may be people out there willing to buy it, but that would be a last stand. I don't think anybody wants to find out what that's going to look like. And you're dealing with not just any franchise. The Clippers are one of the least recognized franchises. You're dealing with, you know, one of the top five franchises in terms of both value and popularity. That'd be a showdown nobody would want. But that's the worst-case scenario. The other could be, you know, the league fining him for conduct unbecoming or detrimental to the league, something like that. But again, if he decides not to pay, then what do you do? Do you take him to court to pay his fine? There was questions of whether Robert Kraft would pay his $1 million fine. Then you get into another legal fight. So none of the options are particularly good. And I think, frankly, what we may see is the whole issue in the middle of it, Roger Goodell's contract, may get a contract extension may get approved sooner rather than later as a result of all this, because the committee will want to fight back and say, in fact, we have the authority, and go ahead and approve it.
Great stuff, Ken. We appreciate you taking the time to join us.
My pleasure.
That is Ken Belson, the NFL writer for the New York Times. He was brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is hiring with flexible and predictable schedule options to enjoy while earning competitive pay. Apply today at amazon.com/ChicagoJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. In case you're just joining us, the news came in today that the NBA has awarded the 2020 NBA All-Star Game to Chicago. So between 1988, that's what, 32 years? Is that right? Did I do that right? 32 years since the Michael Jordan, that was his most valuable player year when he won the slam dunk contest. Do you give a damn? I think the party's fun. The NBA just brings a big party and lots of stars and lots of things, and that's kind of cool, but do you care? 312-644-6767. Dan Bernstein, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm bringing you home solo. Barry Rossner is going to be with me tomorrow. A very special show tomorrow. We are going to be at the Jewel at the intersection of Clybourne and Division. Thanks to Miller Lite, we will have Bears-Packers tickets for you. So come on out and join us tomorrow. You are listening to WSCR The Score.
Tell me something, pal.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Spill bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports, and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain?
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at TriumphBooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you in part by Miller Lite and David Hochberg and the team Hochberg mortgage experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. College basketball season is here, and most talking points will be on the preseason rankings and which of the young freshmen will be next year's number one overall pick in the NBA draft. However, behind the narrative of the one and done is a student-athlete reality that is encouraging to the majority of college basketball players who won't be going pro. The NCAA's most recent graduation success rate report showed that college basketball players in general, and African-American players in particular, are graduating at record rates, 80 and 77% respectively. The implication is simple. Unemployment with a college degree is less than 2.5%. Yes, major college basketball does use their athletes to generate huge profits for their teams and universities, and there probably should be a payment mechanism for them. But let's not forget that it's a two-way street. Get a scholarship and play ball, graduate and get a job. I'm Tiki Barber.
Fall.
fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Driver tip.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts to get approved for a mortgage before talking with a realtor. Other lenders have ridiculous ironclad pre-approvals, which aren't that and, in fact, are worthless. A Team Hochberg loan approval will enable you to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there aren't any appraisals or title challenges. And a Team Hochberg loan approval crushes other lenders' pre-approvals. It's the next best thing to a cash offer, because your loan will be underwritten and approved by Team Hochberg's dedicated in-house underwriters, so your offer will stand out, unless you're competing with another buyer who has a Team Hochberg loan approval. To secure a Team Hochberg loan approval before purchasing a home, to increase your chances of purchasing a home, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but you can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 191.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win four or five games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Open with egg and a rich and delicious medium McCafe coffee for just $4. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take a small Coke.
And I'll have a large, please.
You know, you can get any size Coke for just a dollar, right?
So, a small Coke is just a dollar?
Uh-huh.
And a large is just a dollar?
Yes. Are you guys okay?
You just blew our different size minds. Sorry, he got excited again.
It's nice getting any size bang for your buck. So come into McDonald's and get an ice-cold, delicious any size Coke for just a buck.
USWaterproofing.com. Tomorrow, come out to the Jewel Osco at 424 West Division in Chicago and get ready for the Bears game with 670 The Score and Miller Lite. Join Dan Bernstein and Barry Rosner for a live broadcast from 1 to 6 and enter to win Bears tickets against Green Bay. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So with the news today that the 2020 All-Star Game is coming to Chicago, it'll be officially announced at a press conference tomorrow at 2 o'clock, but that's what it's going to be, and the response that I'm getting here at 670 The Score is a whole lot of meh. A whole lot of, yeah, great. There's nobody all that excited about it, and I think a lot of it's summed up in this tweet here from Eric, who says, great. An NBA All-Star Game without any home team All-Stars generates some revenue for the city, but otherwise, meh. I don't really think that having, whether it's, you know, whether Lauri Markkanen is or Chris Dunn ends up being an All-Star or not, I don't know how much of a draw that is. There's always this assumption that well, the baseball's, oh, you got to put somebody from every team because they're going to want to watch Scott Podsednik or whoever it is out there plying his trade in the All-Star Game. I don't know, maybe it's enough for kids. I think we're well past that point. The revenue generation is not to be sneezed at when it comes with the all of the, it's like Lollapalooza when you start talking about parties and after parties and everything the NBA All-Star Game brings. There is a lot of recreation that is going to go on. Southside, Stan is on the score. Hello, Stan.
Hello, hey Dan. Hey Jason. Listen to Jerry Jones. As if you need anything more to hate the guy. But my question is, why do the owners want to re-sign Goodell with all the mishandling of the head promise stuff, the slate gate, the
ratings? Because he's making them money.
I thought ratings were down a bit. You can't even make
He's making them a ton of money. That's why they want to re-sign him.
This is a ceiling of money they can make. They don't see that if they had a better commissioner, they can make more money if they handled these issues, made some standards for these suspensions, you know, things like that.
How does a standard for suspensions affect how much money they make?
No, handling the league better, I'm talking about.
Right, but you brought up suspensions. I don't think that really affects.
I brought up suspensions, like line. I think with the abuse, if there's allegations, maybe a guy just gets suspended automatically. How some of the like the Deflategate, how there was talk with the Deflategate.
Yeah, but how does that keep them from making money?
If the league's handled better and they get better ratings,
well, that's make more money, but again, right? those are independent things. You're making
You guys, a long time ago, you guys talked about when there was the Ray Rice thing, how some of the denials with the videos of when they saw it and stuff.
Well,
like that.
Yeah, of course, so,
but how many people, Stan,
that could all be true, but unless you believe that they're going to lose money because of that, it doesn't matter.
Well, I just thought, I guess I believe more that they could make more money.
How?
If they had a better commissioner running it.
Okay, but if you're going to give me specific business moves that could be made to improve their bottom line, that's different than just saying they've had some embarrassing stories about them in the way that they've disciplined players. You got to connect that to revenue.
Well, I would think it would be the fact that there was some consistent the way they did suspensions.
Again, how does that connect to revenue?
By more people being attracted to the sport, where it's turning people off, some of these politics in the sport, the Jerry Jones stuff, some of the, you know, the Ezekiel stuff, did he hit his girlfriend? You know, things like this. A lot of people are getting turned off. It just seems
But that isn't the reason. The television numbers are down congruently with overall television watching numbers due to people going to over-the-top models of television. It's not people saying, I don't like the way you're handling suspensions, therefore I'm not going to watch the Bears game.
So you don't think it's so? Do you think there's nobody that would be able to?
It's more profitable. It's all anecdotal. I don't think a commissioner is going to be able to keep people from giving up cable television and satellite television. Because that's the issue.
Right, profits again. Right, it all comes back. So do you think you don't think that a better commissioner or the league being run
You can't just say better. You'd have to tell me what would be the difference between replacement level commissioner. What would this magical commissioner who could make it rain money? What would he actually be doing? That's what we're not making that connection here. If you're saying that somebody could come in and monetize streaming or start an NFL over the top way of watching games through an app and find a way to sell that nationally, if you want to give me some of that, but I guarantee you they're working on some of that stuff, even with Roger Goodell in control. I also think the owners appreciate the fact that he stands as a bulwark to take a lot of the arrows for them while they're still making money hand over fist. So there's that angle too.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field under the lights this Saturday versus Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. The 20-something Cubs core has been good enough to lead the team to three straight National League Championship Series and one World Series title. But don't get it twisted. There could be movement.
The strength of our organization is our young hitters and our young players, and we love that stability. But ultimately, our job is to do what's best for the Cubs and the Cubs fans. And I think that we have to, you know, listen. And, you know, nothing may rise to the level of making sense, but something might. And if that thing does, then that's our job.
And the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer telling Spiegel and Parkins on the Score today that they are focusing a lot on pitching in the offseason. Hoyer also revealing today that first base coach Brandon Hyde is the new bench coach. It has leaked out that the major announcement from the NBA and the Bulls tomorrow from the United Center will likely be that the 2020 All-Star Game will be held here in Chicago. The Bulls host Indiana tomorrow, Bears-Packers Sunday, and it could be without leading tackler Danny Trevathan, who missed practice again today because of his sore calf. The Blackhawks will dust off the Kane Sharp Taves line in Philadelphia in about a half an hour from right now, 6 o'clock, hoping to stimulate the scoring with that top line. And back to the NFL, just saw this here, that the New England Patriots have claimed veteran tight end Martellus Bennett off of waivers a day after the Packers fired him. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience. For a high-quality oil change, headlight replacement, or manufacturer-recommended service, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit ChicagoJiffyLube.com. And the football post-game show on the Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit InspireSleep.com. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
There's a lot going on tonight. There's plenty of stuff tonight. 7 o'clock, you've got the Cavs at the Rockets on TNT. James Harden been putting up record-setting numbers, and when you have a Cavs team reeling, looking for a victory, this would be a signature moment for a team that has struggled to find any kind of identity. Then 9:30 is Thunder at Nuggets, and if you're a flipper, if you're flipping back and forth, Seahawks and Cardinals, if you don't mind.
Oh, get out! Oh, no!
No? Is that an editorial comment?
No. That's just like one of your Romo fix tonight.
Yeah, I enjoy him. I like his work.
I do, too. I think that might be my item tonight.
He's growing on me, but you got to check in on Cavs Rockets starting at 7, because that's when you get Harden and LeBron on the floor together. For me, this is a pretty easy one, depending on what my responsibilities are, whether drop-off or pick-up at hockey practice, and finding stuff there, depending on what they have on the televisions, because I don't want to be that guy that goes like, can you change this TV to this and this TV to that? And I can't do that every time.
Just give me their damn remote.
I've done that before.
Because then someone comes over and they're scrolling through channels and they don't know where anything is.
Right. But I don't know. They've got like AT&T and I don't know all the channels. So I've got one guy there. The little guy with the beard, he knows what all the channels are. So I try to find him. All right, boys.
I think it's going to be a Netflix night for me besides the football. Like the day I met El Chapo, Mexican actress Kate Del Castillo, it was like huge on helping. I don't know the total story behind it, but it's a documentary that's fresh out with Netflix in the last couple days.
Okay.
Been able to check that out.
I believe she used Sean Penn as like a liaison to go meet El Chapo, and then there was a whole big thing after that, and this is how it led to his capture, I believe. That's probably some of that in there, so that looks interesting.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to try to squeeze that in this evening besides the Color Rush game that we were supposed to get excited about.
By the way, it's an NBC game tonight, so you don't get Romo.
What?
Yeah, because remember with the story I did earlier about the sky cams that are going to be used now, and NBC is doing that. Not starting tonight, next game, but you don't get your Romo fix.
We got to ask Owen tomorrow about his thoughts on Collinsworth from not just tonight, but his thoughts on Collinsworth last week, too.
Why is that?
You checking Owen's Twitter at all during an NFL Sunday?
Oh, Olin's got some heat for you any day of the week, actually, not just on Sundays.
The Olin was none too pleased about the praise Ndamukong Suh was getting on Sunday Night Football last week with one Chris Collinsworth.
All right.
So I'm curious to see if he has something that ticks him off this evening.
Okay, now, somewhere in the Dominican Republic, there are White Sox prospects who are on display, I assume.
Well, they were all ripping my guy Chuck Garfine last night, making fun of him for keeping track of Eloy Jimenez's at-bats in the Winter League. But I'm actually doing some dropping off and picking up tonight as well, so I'll probably be checking out the football game on the Score tonight. And also, I've been really into this Dan Carlin hardcore history podcast. I've been listening to a lot about Genghis Khan, and I'm trying to learn more about history, and I find Dan Carlin to be a great it's like listening into a lecture in school, but it's
sell me.
I know, but I've been listening to it. It's called The Wrath of the Khans, and there's like 5 parts to it, and they're all like 2 hours. No, I don't get it. And they're like 2 hours apiece, so it's perfect if you're tooling around in the car, you know, in between.
Look at you.
Yeah,
You don't have to.
I'm kind of weird. I listen to podcasts to go to sleep and the radio to go to sleep, so I always have something going on that I'm listening to.
Do you sleep while driving?
Yeah, I was going to say.
What happened, sir? I don't know. I just put this lecture on and I fell asleep right in the middle of 94. I don't know what happened. So Genghis Khan, really?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Carlin is he's an amazing dude. He's a podcaster. He used to be a television reporter, I believe, and he's got hours and hours of podcasts about different historical events, about World War I, and I'm looking right now, the Wrath of the Khans. It's amazing. He's an amazing dude, and I've been trying to learn more about history, kind of broaden my horizons a little bit whenever I can, so that's usually my train commute listening.
And it's called Hardcore History.
Yeah, that's the podcast, and most of the episodes are
Hard
free.
Hack History.
Hard Hack History.
I believe. So yeah, the episodes are free now, but I had to go back and actually buy the Wrath of the Khans for like $1 a piece. But you know, to support the guy, it's a good look. So check them out if you guys are history nerds.
And the 847 says the day I met El Chapo is captioned. That's the way they made it. He says it's
well, Shep can't read, so that's a problem.
It's gonna be a problem. Yeah.
Talk English.
Stop English.
Stop yelling at the television, honey. Stop. That is It's On. It's been brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. Lost your provider? U.S. Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. We'll say good evening to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Off sent you.
Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention, please? In honor of and in celebration of Veterans Day weekend, Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish is proud to announce that all live fish, all live coral, and all live plants are 30% off. So here goes, per your request. Blasto Musa Merletti, Montipora Digitata, Picasso Clownfish, and yes, even the Alano Cara Jacob Frebreri. Well, I think you get the picture. They're all 30% off, and they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All live fish, 30% off. All live coral, 30% off. And of course, all live rock and inverts, 30% off. So to recap, if it's alive, it's on sale this weekend only at Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish. It would be their pleasure to sashay into Oak Park Natural. Head on in. Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish on Harlem, just north of Madison, where you always find more live fish.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your secretary.